This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are more kids in this economy today, says the Centers for Disease Control, dealing with chronic illnesses than there used to be. And that means there are more kids showing up at school while dealing with chronic conditions. And that, in turn, puts a huge load on school nurses, a problem that is especially acute in the more rural parts of this country. Maine's a real good example. Nurses there often have to travel to reach students spread across several schools. So some districts down east are looking for more money and more nurses to ease the workload. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg has that one.
The kids begin flowing into Nurse Maxine Perret's office early on this Monday morning at Etna Dixmont Elementary School in rural Penobscot County, Maine. The students have nausea, rashes, a nosebleed.
Squeeze hard. Squeeze hard. Give me that. That a girl.
Perret is only at the school 2 days a week. She works at two other schools the rest of the time. So there's a lot she's got to do in just a few hours. Perret shows me several cups inside her medicine cabinet, stocked with pills assigned to students.
You have these kids who have crises, whether it's a mental health crisis, and they take meds to help manage that, and they have a lot of difficulties and challenges at home. They don't have food, they don't have heat, they don't know where they're going to be, they don't know who's going to be there when they get home.
The school is dozens of miles from most medical services, making the nurse's office often feel like a little emergency room, she says. Nina Fakaris, the president of the National Association of School Nurses, says the job isn't what much of the public imagines.
I think the average person thinks that the school nurse is someone who sits in a little office, puts Band-Aids on boo-boos when kids come in, you know, with scraped knees from the playground, maybe an ice pack, gives them a hug.
But she says that's not the case today. According to the CDC, rates of diseases like diabetes and epilepsy have surged in children over the past few decades. Mental health needs have increased. Yet a 2018 study in the Journal of School Nursing found that less than 40% of schools employ full-time school nurses. Again, Fakaris.
We're often on our cell phones talking to secretaries and school staff about issues and crises that are happening at the school, so we're kind of trying to triage over the telephone.
In Maine, the burden is particularly heavy in rural and high-poverty areas. Plus, there's a statewide nursing shortage that's projected to grow to 3,000 nurses by 2025. University of Maine nursing professor Kelly Strout says some parts of the state with the worst health outcomes often have the fewest school nurses. Strout describes one tiny coastal school district near the Canadian border, where a nurse covers seven school buildings and only visits each once a month.
The issue is so clear that there's just resource disparity across the state, but it's just how do you fix it? You know, how do you level it out, especially when it comes to our health?
Maxine Perret says in her district, it's had to become a team effort to handle the added burden. Administrative assistants often pick up the slack and distribute medicine. The school also trains everyone from custodians to bus drivers, even some students, on how to administer CPR and first aid. But that can all still leave gaps in care. That's led organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics to advocate for full-time nurses in every school building. Yet schools still have to compete with better-paying institutions. Nationally, the average RN in a hospital made around $72,000 in 2017. Those in schools made about $16,000 less. Superintendent Mike Hammer, who runs a rural district in Maine, says he sees few nursing applicants.
Presently, we have a behavioral specialist that we're looking for. We're looking for a speech therapist. We are looking for a nurse. We've gone through three or four nurses in the last 3 years that I've been here.
Some schools are now looking towards new models they hope will help, like sharing school nurse costs with local hospitals. But so far, those efforts are mostly few and far between, leaving schools to try and fill in the gaps. In Penobscot County, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.